When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Esmeralda is spinning like a top.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Esmeralda the Heart Melda is here. Viggity, viggity, Vic running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's ready to go. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. And you should call in and get your requests going right now. Anything R&B, funky related. It's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before we break for the news, should we get one of Esmeralda's in, or do you want to save it for after that?
Let's save it for after that.
Okay, cool. All right. All right. Hang on, everybody. Fly Jams Friday will continue after the news, which is next. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, man, Fly Jams Friday. Continuing here on 720 WGN, if you would like to place a request with DJ Shagru, the phone lines are open right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We also have a Blackhawks Express that we will be playing back in just a few minutes. And that was a request by Esmeralda. Esmeralda is doing the Esmeralda Leon is here. She's not in this studio right now. I don't know where she is, but she made the requests this morning. Oh, there she is.
Sorry.
Hi. I know you. I saw you catching up with Mary.
Yes, I was talking to Mary.
Yeah.
And then
good.
My phone was dying, so I had to charge.
Oh, you had to charge your phone. Okay, cool. What was it? What did we just hear?
Hmm?
What did we just hear?
Oh, so because I didn't realize I had to pick the songs.
Well, you're back. We wanted you to
pick. Right. Well, I didn't, you know, I'm not sitting at a computer for the other times. So, but I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, the first time that you had asked me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
to
pick songs. And then Dan just did a quick search on his, for the email where I sent him the things.
He's unbelievable.
Because I was like, it's a band. And I couldn't remember the name of the song or anything. So we just did a quick search. And so all the songs are going to be the first ones when you had asked, the first time you had asked me.
Oh, okay.
And so this is Antibalas Che Che Cole Makossa, which is a song that was on it still might be on the jukebox at the Hungry Brain.
Mm.
And it's this band Antibalas, and it's my friend, my ex-work husband of Hungry Brain. He loves that song.
Ah.
And it's like his jam.
I see.
And so I remember thinking when I first, when you first asked me, I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to do this one. So that's that.
That's there.
That's
it
that story.
I know this puts you on the spot, but
yes.
Who did you love more, your Hungry Brain ex-husband or Vic Oof. Vaughn, your WGN work husband?
I mean, they're like two totally different personalities. Mm. You know, they each have their own special qualities.
That's right.
I actually still see, I vacation with my ex work husband at Hungry Brain. Like, we've gone on vacations.
Was he in the car when you guys got pulled over in Mexico?
Yes. He was.
Was he the one that said, oh.
Was he the one left?
Yeah.
No. That okay. was his friend from high school.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, we vacationed together.
All right. Very cool. Well, there's that. And by the way, I do want to mention this. Esmeralda's going to come see Phantasm on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I got the time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything usually, Tuesday night.
You were never able to come to any of my film clubs because you had to come here.
Yeah, I had to come to work.
Yeah, so you're going to come see Phantasm.
Yeah, I would have gone for like a half hour and then been like, all right, well, goodbye.
See you later. I'm really curious to see what you think of this movie.
Again, I've never seen it.
It's
so
a horror movie, and you know it's
which
a horror
is fine,
movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can deal with
yeah.
horror movies.
This is a weird movie. I just want to tell you ahead of time.
But that's fine.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. Mm-hmm. Which, and when you see it, you'll go, okay, that says a lot.
Is it real gross?
Nah, not really. There's
see,
one. There's
all right.
One,
well, there, then yeah.
There's
no, that's
one
fine.
Scene. There's one scene that's.
But it's not like
no
gross.
No, no, no. When there's one scene.
It's not going to scar me for life.
No, it won't.
All right. Well, that's fine. No. It's not like Hostel. It's not like
Saw.
Oh,
God. No.
See, those are the ones that really get
me. No, it's not even. No. This is a much, much more imaginative, crazy movie.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's cool. It plays like a 14-year-old boy's fever dream.
Cool.
That's what it plays like. That's how. That's the kind of weird logic the movie has.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Phantasm. See what happens?
Well,
I'm glad you're coming. That's great.
Yeah.
So if you guys are coming out to my film club, well, you should. It's the 4K restoration, which was overseen by J.J. Abrams, who's a big, huge Phantasm fan.
Mm-hmm.
He named one of the characters in the new Star Wars series of Captain Phasma after Phantasm.
That's fun.
Yeah, he named him Captain Phasma. Her.
Oh.
Yeah, But then they killed her off in the last movie. Oh. Killed her off in the last movie.
Wow.
So he oversaw this 4K restoration, and it looks better than it did in 1979 when it first came out.
Is this the one where it's got the thing, the 70s logo or whatever?
Yes, where it was the studio Avco Embassy, and they had to recreate the logo because they couldn't find it The Avco Embassy logo was only on like the VHS, early VHS copies, and then they took the logo off. And it was, and so if I'm not mistaken, I think MGM it now has the logo, or it was the MGM logo that's on the releases. And so J.J. Abrams is like, I want the Avco Embassy logo at the beginning.
Oh, that's fun.
And so they couldn't find one that was usable. Like, they couldn't find it. They went to YouTube or went online, and they were all, like, terrible, and they had to, you know.
I just love that idea. They got to go to YouTube.
Yeah. What they didn't have, they didn't have access to it. And so J.J. Abrams' special effects team from the Star Trek movies and the Star Wars movies recreated it.
They can make lifelike aliens
and they can make Avco Embassy logos. But they call up Don Coscarelli, who's the writer and director, and they're like, hey, we got a surprise for you. Come on in. And so he comes in, and they show on the screen, they show the Avco Embassy logo doing its twirling thing that it
does.
Well,
I'm excited to see that.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that's great. except Embassy is misspelled.
Oh, boy.
They misspelled Embassy, so they had to go back and fix it. But at the beginning of the I'm going to tell that little tidbit before the movie on Tuesday. But Esmeralda's going to be there, so you should be there. One of the greatest horror movies ever made. Tuesday night, this Tuesday, October 2nd, 8 o'clock, the movie starts. I'll do a little intro. We'll watch the movie, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. And you can get your tickets now at amctheaters.com. This is a classic movie, and it's presented in incredible 4K restoration, one of the best restorations of any movie I've ever seen. It looks amazing. And that's all coming up this Tuesday. $10. Parking is free. 312. No, you don't want to call that number. you want to go to amctheaters.com, pick out the seats that you want on the seating chart. They'll be waiting for you Tuesday night. I'm excited that you're going
to
see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
It's fun. It's a fun movie. And we're probably going to do a Burt Reynolds movie in November in honor of the late, great Burt.
Oh, nice.
In December, we're picking out a Christmas title. So maybe you'll be able to come to these every once in a while.
I got time.
You got time. All right. All right. Are we ready for more Fly Jams? Darlene wanted to hear this one.
I'm gonna give you a 5-pound box of love with a $1 million bill on top.
$1 million bill on top.
Diamonds on every corner and a big black pearl for a lock. Use my heart for a key. I wanna pay you back.
I wanna pay you back.
I wanna pay you back for love.
Wow.
Well, it's a 5-pound box of what?
I don't
Did
know.
Did I miss that part?
Yeah, of
it's
love?
Just a 5-pound
box. Just a 5-pound box of love. That's
a $1 million bill on top.
Right. There you go. All right, here's a 301 area code. The spinners. You got to love the spinners.
Bill, I'm so ashamed just for being born. I was just a boy punished for a crime that was.
Baby, life ain't so easy when you're a ghetto child.
spinners. Always fly.
Oh, of course.
Always fly. Complete flyness. If you're you're looking for to be fly, that's fly. So, hey, guys, want to jump in if you want to sneak in some requests here. 312-981-7200. DJ Shugru is ready to go. 312-981-7200. And here is John wanted to hear this one. Esmeralda, you'll know this. Here we go.
A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust a move.
Did Young MC ever have any other hits?
Oh.
Did he?
I was going to say Funky Cold Medina, but that's not him.
No, no. That's Tone Loc. Tone Loc. Tone Loc, star of Ace Ventura.
And that cartoon where he's a bear.
Wait, what?
It's like a kid's cartoon.
Was it a movie?
Do you know? He's like a bear.
Well, you can't mistake his voice.
Right. You know? And he's like a cartoon bear or something.
And it's a movie.
No, it's like a TV show.
Oh,
a cartoon show.
Oh, a cartoon TV
a kid's
show.
I think he's a bear. He's
Tom
some
Loke.
Sort of inanimate animal object. But it's Tone
Loc. Tone Loc.
And that Bear deep, and Jamal.
Yeah.
What? Bear and Jamal.
There you go.
What was it? What?
He's a bear.
Sea Bear and Jamal is an animated comedy television show from the Fox Kids programming block. Featured an elementary age school kid named Jamal whose constant companion known as Sea Bear. Was a hip-hop teddy bear who sings. This is based upon Tone Loc's own teddy bear from his childhood.
Oh.
Oh, Tone Loc and his little teddy bear.
Also, did it rap or what's...
Yeah, I don't know.
It did sing. I'll see if I can pull up some audio.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just Tone Loc.
It's just Tone Loc.
His voice.
Tone Loc. I remember...
As a bear.
Do you remember Tone Loc in Ace Ventura?
He was a cop, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. He's...
Is he in the butt-talking scene?
The very first butt-talking scene is to...
He should be so honored.
Yeah. Tone Loc. Hey, by the way, Jim Carrey's new show is really great.
Oh, the kid show?
Well, it's not a kid show.
Quote, unquote.
It's called Kidding.
Well, where he is...
Yeah, it's an adult show.
The host of a kid show.
Trust me, this is a very adult show. But he's the host of a kid show.
Yeah.
It's really weird, really, and he's really good at it.
Mm.
It's on Showtime. It's called Kidding. It's really good. All right, well, we got weather here. No traffic, though, Esmeralda. It's okay.
No. Okay. I don't know.
Right out here, though.
I know nothing about that.
This is Columbus. It's okay. It's clear.
Yeah.
And
red lights the whole way through, oddly enough.
I only see about three cars, so there's your traffic.
There you go. I think a bus is running.
There's a bus there, too. So, all right. That's rough. Let's go back to Fly Jams Friday, everybody. And here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good to hear that Esmeralda's back at least for a day.
Yeah.
Hey, my request is a Latin Boogaloo classic from back in the 60s, Joe Cuba with Bang Bang.
All right.
Sock it to me. Baby.
That's a jam. I love that song, Mike.
I love it, too.
Yeah, it's a great song. Great song. All right, man. Have a great weekend.
There was a documentary I saw a couple of weeks ago. Actually, when they did it live, they were saying, people started saying, she freaks. She freaks. But they tried to clean it up.
That's right. Cool. All right, Mike. Have a good weekend, buddy. Okay. By the way, coming up are the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. That's coming up. Bennett, the Business of Funk, has his request.
Oh.
Okay, Bennett. I'll do anything that you want me to. Yeah. Almost anything that you want me to. great song. Dan, I'm really glad that you typed up what that song was and who it was by, because otherwise I would have been lost. He's such a good producer. He's the best producer on the planet. Because anytime I sound smart, it's because of him.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well,
no,
good.
It's absolutely true. Because I'm an idiot. I'm a monkey in front of a microphone.
You didn't know this was...
Huh?
Hall & Oates?
Yeah, I knew it was Hall & Oates. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
I'm just saying, he puts up every, you know, like, everything to make sure.
And it's funny, because I'm always just like, ah, he knows this one. And then I'm like, this will be the one time he's got, like, a brain fart. And
No, I never have a brain fart when it comes to Hall & Oates, man.
There you go.
No.
By the way, this is quite a, the young folk love this song.
Oh, is that right?
I've been at a couple of, like, things with young people.
They like I can't go for that.
Like I'm a million years old.
Wow.
You know, they always play and people are like, yeah, they all freak out.
Wow.
Yeah, they love this
Hey,
song.
Dan, let's get another one from Esmeralda. Can we get another
yes,
one from
well,
Esmeralda?
Well, actually, I've got the Sea Bear and Jamal theme song featuring.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, let's hear that first. Here we go.
Funkiest cartoon, we pack the right flavor. We're going deep like an engraver. Sit back and relax and enjoy the two. The family, the homies, and the whole crew. Be free like a bird and just glide. As we take you on a magic carpet ride. So magical and mystical and so irresistible. Fellas like I'm calm, cool and collected. Well known, hey, and very well respected. Always on call for Jamal. Summer, spring, winter, and the fall. Yes, sure. Through all types of weather, they stay together. Wow. Like birds of a feather and tight like leather. So when you wake up in the morning at the crack of dawn. Wow.
And that is the exact voice of the bear. He does not change it in any way.
No, it's just Tone Loc.
It's just Tone Loc.
Tone Loc is a bear.
And he's this tiny bear. He's like a little toy bear. Yeah.
And you don't want to wash your back like Tone Loc's bear.
No.
Everybody wants a clean back.
Everybody loves a clean back. For people who weren't listening earlier, they're going to be like, what? All right, let's hear. Can we hear one, Esmeralda? We'll close out on that. That's a jam. That's a fly jam.
Always. Watch out.
Esmeralda, it was so great to have you here.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah, I mean, I love you. You know that. And I miss you. And we'll get you in again soon.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
Everybody tune in on Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. You're hosting with John Hansen.
Yes, we'll be in for Dave Plyer.
And on Saturday night, tomorrow night, go to The Hungry Brain and see You, Me, Them, Everybody, 9 o'clock, $5 donation suggested.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
That's Esmeralda Leon. We're going to take a break and come back with the news.